This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I actually thought you'd want to hear this. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. There is a new study out, a demographic breakdown of U.S. adults who attended a racial equality protest in the last month. So we've seen a month of riots and looting and burning and protests and marches and hate the police and defund the police and F the police. And the ethnicity makeup of these events, which is all supposedly for black people, 46% white, 22% Hispanic, 17% black, 8% Asian. So in other words, these marches and rallies for black people and equality and social justice and Black Lives Matter and George Floyd are more than anything else white liberals. There's very few black people at them. 17% of the people in the marches are black. That's it. Most incredible thing I've ever seen in my entire life. The nation's going under. Anybody can see what's happening. There's an article at Zero Hedge called Boiling Point, and the guy goes through everything that's happened over the last few months, from COVID to lockdowns to business closures to the rioting to Black Lives Matter to George Floyd. And it's very clear. Things are going very bad. And he finishes with this. I'll just read you his finishing paragraph. A decade's worth of history has happened in the first 6 months of this year. The next 4 months are likely to be even more eventful. An election taking place during a civil war has only occurred once in history, 1864. So he's saying this is a presidential election in the middle of what really is a civil war in our country. He says the right has not taken the baits thus far. Whether this is a wise choice is yet to be determined. If the left continues to purposely destroy cities, burn cities, loot cities, ruin the economy, utilize mail ballot fraud in winning the presidency and Senate in November, the right will be angry they allowed this to happen. I don't see either side accepting the result on November 4th. The real violence will get going before the inauguration in January. Martial law and blood being shed in large quantities is more likely than not. Throw in a resumption of the stock market crash, and this fourth turning will really intensify. We've reached the boiling point, and those controlling the temperature are still turning it up. If you aren't prepared for what's coming, start preparing now. And I agree with him. I agree. First time I've ever agreed. All these years, liberal media called me all kinds of names. I have never said anything about a civil war. I got news for you. We're either in one right now, or it's coming very quickly. And we haven't fired a shot. On the right, we don't do anything. We just let them step all over our faces and ruin our lives. I was mentioning as we ended hour number one, McDonald's changes social media profile name to amplifying black voices. And here's a little picture of a little McDonald's French fry. You know, what do you call the thing that holds French fries? A little box of French fries. A little plastic box. A container, a box, whatever. It's got a little M on it. McDonald's brand. And then underneath it, it says, amplifying black voices. So McDonald's is now black McDonald's. White people shouldn't buy French fries. Should white people buy hamburgers? Sure. They'll take your money. They'll take your money while they're laughing at you. As long as you, you know, make believe you genuflect and get on your knees and say thank God for black people. I mean, this is idiotic. I have nothing against black people, nothing against Hispanics, nothing against people of color, never had in my life, spent my high school, middle school and high school years in a 90% black middle school and high school, had no choice. Every friend I had was black. Every enemy I had was black. Everyone was black. And I didn't still see them every day and go, ooh, they're different. Ooh, I'm going to treat them differently. I was the same as them. How can everything be black? What if McDonald's had amplifying white voices? Can you imagine how absurd? A corporation would be burned to the ground. They'd burn every McDonald's franchise in America to the ground if they gave you a little container of French fries with a sign on the front that said McDonald's amplifying white voices. The racism is coming from the white liberals. You know what I've always said? It's not the fault of illegal immigrants to come here illegally. It's the fault of white liberals who open the border, open the back door, and say, come on in. And when you come in, we'll give you anything and everything you want. It's the white liberals' fault, not the illegal aliens. If someone offers you free money and free health care and free college, wouldn't you take it? If someone offered me a $100 bill, wouldn't I take it? Sure. I'd grab it. It's the person offering it that's at fault. Same thing. Black people. If white liberals are going to offer them, let's change the name of every corporation to Black Microsoft for the day. Black Apple. Amplifying black voices. Black Lives Matter on CVS. Black Lives Matter on Albertson Supermarkets. If you're going to say that, and you're going to insult white people, and nobody says anything, of course black people should accept it and go, that's great. I want it. It's great. But don't you think it's insulting and racist to white people? Are stores black? Are products black? Are supermarkets black? Is McDonald's black? It shouldn't be white. It shouldn't be black. All lives matter. It shouldn't be any one color. I mean, if Martin Luther King wanted a colorblind society. How would Martin Luther King wanted a colorblind society feel about French fries coming in a container that says amplifying black voices? I just find it all very strange. They changed their Twitter display, McDonald's, to amplifying black voices, adding a profile banner that lists Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown. I don't even, you know, the rest of the names I don't even know. I'm sure some of them really are victims of, as they say, racism and systemic oppression. But some of them aren't. Some of them aren't. That's all I'm going to say. So weird. I just don't know what to say. McDonald's. All right. Seattle chop shooting, I mentioned as the segment ended, kills a 16-year-old black teenager and critically wounds a 14-year-old black teenager. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Bess is both victims African-American. Crime claims the lives of black people, far more than white people. So if you defund the police, it's black people that will pay the price. So good luck, black people. Vote Democrat for Joe Biden. Vote for a guy who's got dementia. I read the poll in the first hour. 38% of Americans believe Joe Biden has dementia. 20% of Democrats believe he has dementia. I think it was 61% of Republicans believe he has dementia. And then there's the people who don't believe he has dementia, and that must be because they have dementia. If you don't believe Joe Biden has dementia, it's probably because you have dementia and you forgot. Yesterday you believed he had dementia, and today you forgot. Because there's no other excuse why you wouldn't believe Joe Biden has dementia. The only other excuse is you're just not paying attention yet, because it's June, it's July, it's COVID, it's summer, beach season, all kinds of things are happening. But when you start paying attention in September, October, don't ever try to tell me Joe Biden does not have dementia. It's very clear. He rambles like no one I've ever seen. He has no idea what he's saying anymore. And now back to this idea of black racism that everyone is running away from and everybody's making believe isn't happening. Black Washington Post editor by the name of Karen Ataya deletes her tweet saying, white women are lucky, we're not calling for revenge. She wrote and deleted, the lies and tears of white women hath wrought the 1921 Tulsa massacre, the murder of Emmett Till, the exclusion of black women from feminist movements, 53% of white women voting for Trump. White women are lucky, we're just calling them Karens and not calling for revenge. So are you like hinting and intimidating that soon you'll start killing white women? Is that what you're saying? Sure sounds like it to me. Sure sounds like it if I said it. There would absolutely no question be saying Wainwright was calling for violence against black people. Sounds to me like you're calling for violence against white women. This same woman, Ataya, says we're on our way to a new language to describe white and perhaps toxic white women femininity. She attacks a woman of color for not being anti-white enough. If you're more worried about white women's feelings than about how they uphold white supremacy, well then, this is how white supremacy works in real time. Maybe consider that we did that before, for generations, and it didn't work. And yes, other POC, I assume meaning people of color, can and often do reinforce white supremacy by siding with and coddling the dominant group rather than those who are in the receiving end of racism and abuse. Now, I just want to point out, I wrote that column about white privilege last week. And if you heard me read that column here, which was published in newspapers around the country this weekend, and on the internet on townhall.com, you know that one of the key aspects of the story was that I was a minority at an almost all-black high school and middle school. I actually didn't mention the middle school, all-black high school. The middle school is even worse. Middle school is even farther all-black. I think the middle school is like 98% black. The high school was 90% black. And I was the one white Jewish kid there. And as a minority, I got tortured. And I was abused. And I was on the opposite end of racism. I was on the receiving end of racism, as she puts it. So whoever's in the majority keeps abuse onto the minority. When we get back, I'm going to tell you how bad things are in Vegas. Cirque du Soleil just filed for bankruptcy and laid off 3,500 employees. And the governor of New York declared war on Nevada and Florida and Texas and several other states, Utah, Alabama, Arkansas. Isn't that funny? They're all red states or close to being red states. He declared war on red states. New York was the worst hot mess in the history of the world for the last 3 months. And nobody in Nevada ever suggested we ban travel to New York. But if you just ban travel to Nevada and cut off tourism for Las Vegas.
Our world has changed.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Ellis. And I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, is MyPillow.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you want to hear about the worst decision in the history of sports? Worst decision in the history of sports other than allowing kneeling. But that was minor compared to this. NBA players get the green light to replace the names on their jerseys with personalized social justice messages. So after the deaths of Eric Garner and Trayvon Martin, we saw NBA players don hoodies and t-shirts in order to create awareness about the injustices that befall black communities. And in looking to take those efforts even further, CBS Sports reports today, the NBA has given players the green light to replace their names on their jerseys with personalized messages addressing social justice. Per ESPN, this messaging could include Black Lives Matter or I Can't Breathe. We're just trying to shed light on the different social justice issues that guys around our league continue to talk about day in and day out. Chris Paul said, people are saying social justice will be off of everybody's mind in Orlando with these jerseys. It doesn't go away. I've had to explain to you. You're turning off your audience. Of course there are black kids watching, and of course there are white liberals watching, and of course there's social justice warriors watching, and they'll be happy. But that's half your audience. The other half is conservatives, Republicans, Trump voters. You think Trump voters don't support the NBA, don't watch NBA games? I got news to you, they do. 63 million of them, you're making a giant mistake. First of all, who are Trump voters? They're almost all white men, middle-aged white men. Middle-aged white men are the base of all sports in America. They're the base of football, they're the base of basketball, they're the base of baseball viewing, they're the base of hockey, they're the base of golf on TV. Middle-aged white men watch sports. So you're just insulting the crap out of and what are most middle-aged white men? Trump supporters. You're insulting the crap. You're being offensive to us. Nobody ever cares. Oh, Trump offended that group. Oh, Trump offended that person. You just offended every middle-class white male in the United States of America with this nonsense on the jerseys. How about, are you allowed to put, I love Trump? Can you put Make America Great Again? Can an athlete walk on the NBA court with a red hat that says Make America Great Again? And instead of his name, put that on his shoulder, Make America Great Again? And then Trump 2020? I'll bet you can't. I'll bet you'd be kicked out of the league. I'll bet you'd be attacked, physically, violently attacked. How about that one? Crazy. Absolutely freaking crazy. Terrible decision. Who insults half of their audience? It makes no sense. You're insulting half your audience. All right. The MAGA Mall is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, and you know, here's the irony. If my show was not conservative talk, but it was rather something in the middle, like the NBA, the NFL, and baseball, half the audience is conservative, half the audience is liberal. America's divided right down the middle. If my show was that, I'd still have ads for the MAGA Mall. And then I'd also have ads for some liberal cause. Nothing wrong with that. Or liberal products. But my show is conservative, so of course I have the ads for the MAGA Mall. The NBA is not does not belong to liberals. The NBA does not belong to only one group. You can't make decisions like that and offend the other side. All right, the MAGA Mall. Use the in front of it, by the way. The MAGA Mall, your one-stop online shopping mall. Because we've got to make our views known. You're making your views known. We've got to make our views known. You get great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, jewelry, coins, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. And they offer the largest selection and the finest quality at the most competitive prices. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of MAGA caps available on the market are pure junk. The MAGA caps from the MAGAMall.com are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the cap is embroidered. Every star and stripe, the presidential seal, the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. And you get 10% off those Chevrolet prices when you use the promo code WAR10 for Wayne Allyn Root. WAR10 at checkout. WAR10 at themagamall.com, themagamall.com, the magamall.com. When we get back, Las Vegas icon Cirque du Soleil files for bankruptcy, lays off 3,500 people, and of course, lawsuit against the Vegas Strip casinos from the Culinary Union. That'll work well in the headlines. That'll attract tourists, too. And then the governor of New York declares war on Nevada and says if you come from Nevada or Texas or Utah, or I should say if you're going to those places, and Florida and Georgia, all Republican red states, guess what? When you get back, you're going to lose all your sick leave benefits. War has been declared.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the single most important thing Americans can do to prevent the spread of coronavirus is to wear a mask.
Not complicated, totally available now, and everyone should be doing that. if they're not 6 feet away from people, social distancing, and to be on the safe side, it's a good idea to do it even if you are 6 feet away from people.
The music world mourning the death of country music legend Charlie Daniels. The Devil Went Down to Georgia singer passed away in his Nashville home on Monday at the age of 83 years old. And Wall Street is starting the week with big gains led by the tech sector. Shares of Amazon and Netflix hit all-time highs. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 459 points to close the day at 26,287. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
to speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Doesn't it feel like freaking apocalypse now? Like everything's going under and it's the end of the world? Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I'll have the joy and honor of being the last voice on the radio before the world ends. It was Wayne Allyn's voice, and then apocalypse! The world ended. That's it. I remember that song well. It's a great song. Well, that's Platoon, not Apocalypse Now. Is that what it is? That's Platoon. So why are you playing it? We're supposed to be doing it. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. That was one of my favorite lines of all time. But the reason I say it feels like apocalypse, it's not only COVID, it's not only business shutdowns, it's not only everything's getting worse, not only the entire Arizona is basically shut down again, it's not only Texas shut down again, they're about to shut down Florida, Las Vegas is dead in the water. Basically, the governor announced minutes ago he's extending everything till July, and he will not hesitate to shut everything back down again and make the casinos close. At the same time as Cirque du Soleil is declaring bankruptcy, at the same time as everybody has to wear a mask 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even though the mask is like poisoning some people, including yours truly. And then at the moment the New York beaches are about to be opened up, a shark shows up at Rockaway Beach, and they've got the picture on the cover of the New York Post of the fin of the shark sticking out of the water. It's like you're going to be back to the beach tomorrow, and the sharks show up. I mean, it's like apocalypse now. It's amazing. And the NBA players are going to be dancing around on the court shooting threes. And on their shirt, it's not going to say their name. It's going to say Black Lives Matter. This country's really going down like a Poseidon adventure, like the Hindenburg. Megan Barth is my guest. Our website, ReaganBabe.com, and we welcome her to the show. Megan, how are you?
Doing well, Wayne. How are you doing?
Not very good. I mean, I'm doing great, but the country's going under. I think anybody can see that. And that's with Trump as president. And that's, I think, because Trump is president. In other words, they are so agitated, and they saw that Trump was winning, and for a while he really was winning, that basically the communists of the world, the globalists of the world, and the American haters of the world got together, and they decided we have to ruin everything for Trump. And it's obvious that for the last 4 or 5 months, it's just been a disaster, and Trump doesn't answer back. He's afraid, maybe. Maybe he doesn't want to take the bait. Maybe he thinks there'd be another. If he goes into Seattle with federal troops, it'll be another Waco, and 50 people will be dead. He'll get blamed. So he's afraid to do anything. If he didn't attack COVID, it would be like, you know, if you didn't close the businesses and close the economy, he felt like they'd blame the deaths on him, and he'd be a murderer. So he did nothing. And he let it all happen. He let the Democrat governors dictate everything. Now the Republican governors are all closing everything. So it just seems like to me we're under attack from 10,000 directions. My head is spinning. And anybody who says we're winning now is lying. We're losing ground at the moment. And I think we're losing our country. Do you have a different opinion?
I would only add to that we're losing our minds. That's what I would add to that, because this virus is still a virus. It is not the plague, and I do not appreciate Trump calling it as such because he set himself up for basically what we're looking at now. You still have a 99% chance of surviving should you get it. If you go outside, you could get it that way, or you can shelter in place and wait like a lab rat. Be infected with the virus, which is exactly what a vaccine does. A cloth mask is not going to save your life. As a matter of fact, it's more harmful than it is good. But now all of a sudden we have Mitch McConnell screaming that, you know, we should not be selfish and we should go out with the mask. Well, I can tell you what, Mitch, you can go pound sand. I'm not wearing a mask. It's extraordinarily unhealthy for a healthy individual to wear a commie mask. That's what I
well, I see, I get all that, and I agree with you, but I don't understand when you say that. If you're in a state like Nevada, in a city like Las Vegas, you're not allowed in stores without a mask. So you can say it all you want, Megan. What are you going to do? You're going to walk into a bank, and they're going to say, without a mask, you have to leave. You're going to walk into Costco, and they will not let you in. I've already tried, by the way. You can't get into Costco without a mask. So,
I don't know, but you can't
get into any supermarket without a mask. You have to buy groceries.
Yeah, I order everything online. You see,
All right, okay.
I prefer not to be a lab rat. okay? I prefer to be able to go out. I was out last night. I went to a restaurant. I didn't have to wear a mask. I went over to a bar and didn't have to wear a mask. I just found out that MGM, they won't let you in on the casino property if you don't wear a mask. Guess what? Not going to MGM. There are always loopholes to these mandates. These aren't laws. Here's another interesting thing. I went to a restaurant 2 days ago. I had to wear a face covering when I walked in the door. I could take the face covering off when I sat down at the table. When I got up from the table, supposedly I had to put the face covering back on in order to go to the bathroom. Once I got back from the bathroom, I could take the face covering off. Does that make any sense to anybody out there?
No, it doesn't. No. No. I said to my children last night. I was with my two teenage children last night. One's 12 and the other 16. And I said to him, does this make sense to you that if we all wore a mask in the restaurant and we couldn't have gotten in? We took it off the minute we sat down. We're going to eat a meal for an hour with no mask on. Everyone else in the restaurant will be eating with no mask on. And then we leave. You're supposed to put it back on again. Don't you think in between, if there were germs, we'd all be getting them? And my kids looked at me like, oh, I never thought about that. Because nobody teaches them that in school. It's just mindless drivel listening to government lies. That's all it comes down to. It's just listening to government lies. It's unbelievable. The kids have all been brainwashed. They don't think. Nobody thinks. We're all sheep. But I'm just pointing out to you, Megan, when you're in a state where you have to wear a mask, you have to walk in a store, then you have to put a mask on because there's no way to get in that store without a mask. I don't want them to ask me to leave. I don't want them to call the police. I don't want to make a scene and be arrested, so I wear a mask for 5 minutes, and then I leave and I take it off. I mean, that's kind of, I don't really go out much anymore, because I'm not going to wear a mask, so I basically go out to eat, and other than that, I just put on a mask for 5 minutes at a time, and I get the hell out of the store. That's all I've been doing, so anyway, it is what it is. Let's talk about Bill de Blasio, because he just confirms a billion-dollar cut from the New York Police Department budget at a moment where New York City now looks like Chicago, and there's dozens of shootings each day, and they're becoming Chicago. It's only going to get worse, right?
Right, and what we're witnessing is this across the country where mayors are bending to the will of the Marxists, and that's exactly what Black Lives Matter is. It's the Black Liberation Marxist movement. It has nothing to do with Black Lives or else the Black Lives Matter Marxists, like the Karens in our suburbs, will be marching on the streets of Chicago with high black-on-black crime. We're seeing spikes in violence in New York, in Minneapolis, obviously Seattle in the Summer of Love. They just had two more shootings. A 14-year-old was injured, and another youth was injured in Seattle, but the crime scene is completely compromised because guess what? You don't have police. And so New York has cut $1 billion in the wake of a spike in retirement. 49% of New York police, they've had an increase of 49% over last year of police retiring early. They also had that equal spike in the number of murders. And this is lawlessness, and this is what we can expect. Without police, the Democrats, as we can see, love lawlessness. They love riots in the age of COVID. They love protests in the age of COVID. Because supposedly if you riot and you protest, you're not going to get COVID. How convenient. And so every time we see a Democrat city, and what was curious, I think, is the Washington Post or the New York Times took it upon themselves to debunk Trump's claim that all Democrat cities are, you know, host to what these violent mobs are doing. Well, they found that the majority of them are, but he's really not right because there's one Republican city that has a high rate of violence, that's Jacksonville. The rest are Democrat, and I think two of them are independent.
It's interesting. I don't know if you heard that the governor of New York just said that if you live in New York, and let me get the article. Hold on. Let me make sure I have it in front of me. I just want to make sure the words. Here we go. Okay. So the governor of New York, keep in mind, for 3 or 4 months, New York was the worst place in the entire world, worse than China, or at least publicly. China didn't report, you know, the truth about what happened there. But as far as public reporting from COVID, the most deaths, the most hospitalizations, the most seriously ill people in New York. I never heard anyone in New York or Texas, or excuse me, anyone in Nevada or Texas or Florida say, let's ban travel to New York. We never did that. New York is now banning, basically, they're banning travel to a bunch of red states, although Nevada is no longer a red state, but they must think so. So what they're saying is the governor of New York put an executive order in if you leave his state and you go to Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, Texas, Utah, or South Carolina, Alabama, or Mississippi, you will, when you get back, you will lose your sick leave health benefits because you traveled to high COVID infection rate states. To me, that's like the Civil War is upon us. He's declaring war on red states and no-tax states. Because everyone on the list, California, might be the worst in the country now. And yet, he didn't mention California. He only mentioned red states, Alabama, Arizona, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, South Carolina, Utah, Texas, and then one exception, Nevada. So if you live in New York, you can't travel to Las Vegas anymore, or you lose your sick leave benefits. What do you think of that?
Well, obviously, this is another big government move. I mean, they're going to, what, track these people and make sure, look at their flight logs. I mean, how much are people willing to let the government in their lives? Well, when you let Democrats, you basically give your life over to the government.
All right, Megan Barth, always good to hear from you. She's always traveling, and we always wish her luck, and God bless, and Godspeed. Megan Barth, big conservative fighter. We appreciate everything you do. Website, ReaganBabe.com. ReaganBabe.com. Have yourself a great day, Megan, and a good July 4th.
You too, Wayne. Thank you so much.
Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the warrior on USA Radio. When we get back, I'm going to dig into this executive action by the governor of New York. I call him Governor COVID. Governor Cuomo, and some of the terrible things happening in Las Vegas. Cirque du Soleil files for bankruptcy. The Culinary Union files a lawsuit against Vegas Strip casinos.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Ruth from the MAGA Mall.
The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, C-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Ruth. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Ruth. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I just would love to know what the NBA would say if I was a white player on the court and I walked around with Trump memorabilia and Make America Great Again. I'd love to see what would happen to me. I think what would happen is the players would take violence against me, violent action against me. And they'd run me out of the league. I couldn't play again, no matter how talented I was. There's just no diversity. That's the whole problem. There's that word they love, liberals, diversity. There's no diversity allowed in this country anymore. Everybody's got to think the same way. Everybody's got to lie and say masks work. Everybody's got to say that. Even though the New England Journal of Medicine just put out a story on May 26th that said masks don't work unless you're a medical professional or you're sick. If you're in a hospital setting or you are sick, then you must wear a mask. But as far as the general public, it offers basically no big advantage at all. Now, I have an advertiser, Boomer Naturals, that sells masks, and that's great. And I think it's wonderful. I wear their masks because when the rule says you have to wear a mask or they won't let you in the store, I wear the mask. I bring it with me. It's in my car. And I put it on. It's not a big deal for 5 or 10 minutes. But I couldn't be one of those people that works all day and wear a mask all day long. I couldn't do it. If you're with me in hour one, you would have heard that I had a serious incident today. I had my hair cut, and I forgot to bring my Boomer Naturals mask in because it's my buddy. He cuts my hair all the time, and I didn't think about it. I just walked in. We were talking. We went, sat down in the chair, and I said, oh, shoot, I forgot my Boomer Naturals mask. So I'll run out in the car again. He said, no reason to do that. Here, I got a basket with brand new masks. Here you go. I bought masks for all my clients. Put a mask on. So I did. So I put his mask on. I got sick. Really sick. I mean, I was coughing up crap for 2 hours after I left. Green crap. I think there are little fibers inside the mask, and I breathe them in. And it's putting it too close to your face. You're breathing it in. It's terrible for you. And so I wound up sick for like 2 hours. And then I worked out for an hour really hard, and I coughed up a bunch of crap. Green crap, isn't that wonderful to talk about? And now I feel fantastic. I was never sick. The mask made me sick. Thank God for Boomer Naturals. I've worn their mask, on and off, if I'm running into a store, for 4 months now. And not once has it ever made me sick. That mask made me sick. So it just goes to show you that masks are not good for you. And here's an article that proves it. I want to read the article. Hold on. I've got to find it. I got hundreds of articles. Here it is. Neurosurgeon. Let me get the article. There we go. Neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock says face masks pose serious risk to healthy individuals. Finally, a doctor is willing to speak out with clarity and share what we already know. Face masks give you headaches, and they're harmful to healthy individuals. Dr. Russell Blaylock warns not only do face masks fail to protect the healthy from getting sick, they also create serious health risks to the wearer. The bottom line is, if you're not sick, you should not wear a face mask. Dr. Blaylock says, by wearing a mask, the exhaled viruses will not be able to escape and will concentrate in the nasal passages, enter the olfactory nerves, and travel into the brain. As for scientific support for the use of face masks, a recent careful examination of the literature, in which 17 of the best studies were analyzed, concluded that none of the studies established a conclusive relationship between mask use and protection against influenza infection. Keep in mind, no studies have been done to demonstrate that either a cloth mask or an N95 mask has any effect on transmission of the COVID-19 virus. Any recommendations have to be based on studies of influenza virus transmission, and as you have seen, there's no conclusive evidence of their efficacy in controlling flu virus transmission. It's also instructive to know that until recently, the CDC did not recommend wearing a face mask or covering of any kind unless a person was known to be infected. Non-affected people need not wear a mask. When a person has TB, meaning tuberculosis, we have them wear a mask, not the entire community of non-infected. The recommendations by the CDC and the WHO are not based on any studies of this virus and have never been used to contain any other viral pandemic or epidemic in history. Now that we've established there's no scientific evidence necessitating the wearing of a face mask for prevention, are there dangers to wearing a face mask, especially for long periods? Several studies have found significant problems with wearing such a mask. This can vary from headaches to increased airway resistance, carbon dioxide accumulation, hypoxia, all the way to serious life-threatening complications. He goes on to note, Dr. Blaylock, that masks give people headaches. Anyone who's worn one for any period of time can attest this is true. After more than 5 months of coronavirus and discussions about whether a mask helps or hurts, we're still at square one. There is no evidence it prevents the virus from spreading to healthy people, but the mask is unhealthy because it reduces the flow of oxygen to the brain. All right. I'm just presenting alternative theories to everybody. Wayne Root is telling you I actually do wear the Boomer Natural mask when I need to. But thank God I don't work for a living in a place where I have to wear a mask. I walk around all day long without a mask. Thank God. And then when I go into a store that requires a mask, now that it's the law, I put a mask on. And thank God it's a comfortable one, Boomer Naturals. Let me mention the sponsor of the segment of the show, Dr. Nancy Wolf. Conscious Matrix is her book. It's the perfect book at the perfect time. She studied the human mind for 30 years as a psychology professor at UCLA. She knows exactly what we all need to hear right now, and that is the truth. As chaos and crisis descend around us, I was kidding before about apocalypse and the shark fin in the waters in New York and everybody dying and the world ending, and it may not be that bad. And Nancy Wolf tries to make the case that it's not bad at all, that this chapter's already been written and we win. Conservatives win, patriots win, America wins, conservatives win. She says our biology, our history, our culture are all pre-wired and predestined. We're literally predestined to win. God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of Americans. The last chapter is written. We just don't know yet. This is the book you need to read now, Conscious Matrix, at LibertyHillPublishing.com. LibertyHillPublishing.com, Conscious Matrix by Dr. Nancy Wolf, or go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Scout.